A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 16th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Harare City Council's threat to ban poultry runs in residential areas.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
First and foremost, I would like to say that is incorrect. What we want to do is that people should approach the city of Harare, and if they approach the city of Harare, we will then assist them to give them the license to do whatever they want to do with their chicks. So if someone just tries to have his chicks at home and they start giving ARVs, that is totally uncalled for. The report is open.
Atingarambidze vanhu kuti kuvachengetere huku dzavo asi zvinenge zvichidiwa zvokuti zvomunhu aite zvinhu zvinenge zviri pamurawo wotaurirana nekanzuru yomuudza zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa pakuchengeta kwacho huku chikonzero chatiri kuitira izvozvo kuti munhu ngave yekukanzuru apiwe mvumo ndechokuti izvo tiri kungonzwawo nevamwe vanochengeta huku dzacho kuti kana uchida kuti huku yako inge ichikura nokukurumidza unofanirwa kuti uibve maARV saka isusu ipapo apo tinenge tichiti aiwaka hatingadaro saizvozvo tinoda kuti tizive kutiko huku idzi dzinochengetwa sei
kobulawayo kuyavhunyelwa ukugcina inkuku kodwa ke iinkuku dzakhona zilelimiti ufanele ukuthi nxa kusendlini ufuye iinkuku ezingu-20 ungadlulisi inani lelo becouncil sokufuze bakuvakatshele bazobona ukuthi waye udlulisa lezo ngoba vele nxa ufuya bakutshela ukuthi endlini yakho uvunyelwe ukufuya iinkuku ezingu-20 ngawudlulisi-20.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about threats by Harare City Council to outlaw poultry runs in residential areas.
City of Harare Health Director Prosper Chonzi has sparked a war of words with residents, with some of them saying he's doing what is not right. So this follows the invoking of a 1962 colonial law that bans the rearing of chickens in backyards.
Dr. Chonzi, citing the law, said, and I quote, "No poultry house shall be placed nearer than 3 meters from any boundary or nearer than 6 meters from premises used for human habitation." He reminded residents that, and I quote, "No person shall keep any poultry by reasons of continued crowing, quaking, clucking, gobbling, or like noise that tends to destroy the comfort of neighborhoods." That's the law, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 1-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tila kuti tinge tichitarisa mashoko ari kutaurwa iwo nevanotungamira zveutano muHarare City Council, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, vari kuti iwo vanhu vanofanira kunge vachichengeta huku pedyo nedzimba dzavo muHarare. Asi mutemo tichitarisa unoti iwo pane haufaniri kupfuura huku dzinodarika idzo 25. Dzikadarika ipapo unenge wakuenda unopiwa tsamba nekanzuru. Kanzuru inozoona kuti nekukura kunenge kwakaita stand yako kana kuti paunogara zvinokodzera here kuti uge uchichengeta huku dzakawanda. Asi vamwe vanhu vari kuti kuda kuti tarise nezvemitemo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu vanhu havana chekubata pane kuti vanhu vaende kunoba zviri nani kuti vaite sei vachengete zvavo huku vachitengesa huku dzavo Gibbs.
Yeah, Blessing, esikwaziyo ke mnumzana ikuti nxa iqude likhale kuseni vakwazitela livangumsindo onganani kodwa amaqhude siyakwazi ukuthi akhala sikhathi bani kumpana nxa sokuyakusa iyakuvusa phela kodwa ke abaningi eHarare bathi abanye abantu kuyazani bathi ukukhala kolokhu kwamaqhude blessing njalo lezikhukhukazi eziyabe zigekela kulapho bathi kwababangela umsindo sizwile ke umnumzana kumbe sithi uDr Jonzi kulangale eHarare sithi sokumthi abantu balandela umthetho xa begcina inkukhu lezi kodwa ke nxa sokukhangela kwenkukhu asikuthi kumbe iHarare yodwa elenkukhu eziningi siyakwazi ukuthi koBulawayo ngisike sakhuluma lamakansela athi ye bagcwele abantu sibili kakhulu abagcina inkukhu so bathi lokhu kwenziwa ngokuthi imisebenzi phela kayisekho amafektari amaningi avalwa so ke okhulunywa lidolobho leHarare yikuthi ke kulo mthetho ka-1962 owabunjwa ke nguhulumente ka-Ian Smith ongazani sebefuna ukuwusebenzisa so abantu bathi kodwa ukusebenzisa umthetho lowo esasivele singawufuni kudala kungani selisiqala phela so sifuna ukuzwa ngawe Zulu ukuthi kambe uthini ke ngodaba lolo nansi inombolo ufone kanye khona ngapho lapho khona siyakufonela inombolo ke zithi 001 202 619 2077 yenza phinda njalo ukuthi khona ngapho ke eMount Darwin khona ngapho ke eChirumanzu nakhona ngapho ePlumtree Bybridge Jolojo ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lamhlanje sesixoxe phela 001 202 619 2077 yi ngithemba bayizwile number
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we want to talk about the threats by the Harare City Council to ban ostensibly people rearing chickens in their backyards. Of course, the law says you can keep up to about 25 chickens. But if you want to keep more than that, you actually have to go to the council and apply for a license. And I think the inspectors will come and see, depending with the land that you have or your stand, they can allow you to actually keep more. But the question tonight that many are raising is why should council do this when over 90% of Zimbabwe's population is not employed and people are relying essentially on the informal market. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest.
Yeah, our first guest is Mr. Peter Moyo, who is a Harare councillor. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is cool.
Oh, that's good. I think we also have another guest, and that is Mr. Precious Chumba of the Harare Residents Trust. Mr. Chumba, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. We also have the mayor of Bulawayo, that is Mr. Martin Moyo. Mr. Martin Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Martin Moyo in Bulawayo, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you so much. I think blessing may start.
Yeah, maybe we've heard what Harare is saying before we go to Councillor Peter Moyo. Let's start with you, Mayor Martin Moyo in Bulawayo. Tell us about the illegality of rearing chickens in the city of Kings and Queens.
Well, let's start by saying that animals in a densely populated area are always a nuisance in some way or other. Now, they will foul the place, they will cause a smell, I mean, they sometimes noises at wrong times of the day and so on and so forth. So there is need to regulate. With City of Bulawayo, the standard is that no one should keep more than 20 birds in their property. I think that's the standard, not more than 20 birds.
But are you enforcing these laws, Mayor?
Well, I can't say that we are really strict about it because we do not check. But when someone comes to complain that I now am uncomfortable with my neighbor's chickens or whatever it is that they are keeping, mm-hmm. then we are bound to take some action.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now, let's come to you, Mr. Peter Moyo. Tell us exactly, what is the intention of the Harare Council here? Are they actually banning or is something else?
Yeah, well, we are not trying to ban anyone from doing his or her own business at his own house. But what we are trying to do is to at least bring sanity in the city of Harare. We are not banning anyone from doing it. We have been just ignoring it for quite a long time. People have been doing whatever they want to do to make a living, since, you know, the unemployment rate is horrible in this country. So we've been just leaving people to do it. But as a local authority, we become worried when some unorthodox means are being used to feed these chickens. E.g., giving ARVs to these chickens, I don't think it's proper. The intended use of ARVs is to make sure that we give to our people to live a better life. Then when someone takes those ARVs to feed the chickens, then it becomes a problem, one. Two, we want to regularize all those things that they are doing. We want them to approach the city council. If they have any problem, we will assist them to solve those issues. But as a local authority, we want to do things above board. They must be monitored whenever you are doing all those things. It's also good for our health as people of Zimbabwe, as the people who live in this city. So we are trying our level best to make sure that we assist people. We are actually going to give them some license, some sort of license to operate, but it has to be monitored. I think that's the position. We are not trying to ban anyone from doing anything.
This issue of ARVs, Councillor Moy, where is it coming from? Is this a scientific study or is it just a beer or talk?
I'm hearing this for the first time. I've never heard it.
Mr. Shumba, Mr. Shumba, please allow Mr. Moyo to respond first.
Okay. I'm saying I'm hearing it for the first time. I think there is a moral obligation on those that keep chickens for sale to others, that the chickens that they sell are pure and they're not contaminated in any way. And so if they are feeding them on things that they shouldn't feed them with, then I think there is an issue and measures need to be taken.
That sounds like a criminal case if it's happening. I don't think council is supposed to be monitoring that.
We do not know how to monitor it because, to go about checking on the type of feed that one is giving to their chickens, that becomes a little too much for council. We do not have that kind of manpower. Mm-hmm. But I think on the chicken rearer themselves, there is a moral obligation to ensure that what food they sell to others is not contaminated. Because if the chicken is fed in, I do not know what effect the ARV has on the chicken. But if it is curative, and they say you eat this chicken and you get cured, or you benefit from the ARV, perhaps, but I do not think so. Mm-hmm. So I think that is something that would need to be looked at, probably investigated properly, documented, and the correct action taken.
Let's bring the residents. Mr. Shumba, are you on the line?
Yes.
What is your response?
The announcement coming from the city of Harare concerning the regulation of keeping chickens at the individual households is coming to us as a shock, because the first things that we had hoped they would immediately regularize were the issues of the...
I think we are having a problem there. We'll try to call Mr. Shumba back. But for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the threats by the city of Harare to ban residents from rearing chickens in their backgrounds. Of course, the law says that you can rear chickens in your residential, on your residential property, but they should not exceed 25. But of course, there are now health concerns that are being raised by Councillor Peter Moyo here, that some residents are allegedly feeding those chickens with ARVs. Where they are getting them from, I don't know. Gibbs.
Yes. Sasakuzwa kakhulu kodwa kuti inkukhu ziphiwa ama ARV. Kwesi sikhathi bazinika ipig concentrate. Kwenza ukuthi zibe nkalakata. So, kodwa nyake mangala ukuthi abantu nxa besizwa iqude likhala ukuthi kuyabe kusitheni khonaphana nxa belizwa likhala. So, kulabanye sibela bathi lingabe liba ngumsindo. Kodwa bakhona abanye bethi no, iqude nxa likhala khonaphana liyanceda phela ukuseni ukwenza ukuthi abantu bavuke bayenze abakufunayo. So ke ngizabuya kuwe baba Peter Moyo ngibuza ukuthi kambe konapho ke eHarare nxa ukuthi kugcwele abantu besithi engxele inkukhu zibanga umsindo njalo ziphiwa lama ARVs, kambe akusamelanga nje ukuthi ikansile ithi ikhiphani konke nje liqalise kutsha?
Ye, yikho esizama ukuthi kona sikuyenze. Singathi umuntu kabulale zonke kumbe kathengise zonke, hatshi. Sizama ukuthi kona abantu babuye usithi ofarari bazikhulumele bodwa ukuthi hayi, mina bakithi nginenkukhu zami ezinje so ezinje, indawo yami inkulu okunje. Asoze sithe abantu bayekele ukuzidengisa lezo nkukhu ngoba yikho abaphila ngakho, yikho abahambisa ngakho abantwana esikolo. So thina angeke saba lo moya wokuthi khona bengaze bathengisa, hatshi. Sizama ukuthi khona silungisise kube kuhle, nxa begcina inkukhu zawo bagcine kuhle ngendlela ebalekileyo. Njalo nxa kuyukuthi khona kulama-neighbors laphayana, bengaze bakomplaina labo ukuthi khona hayi lapha sokunuka sokunjaninjani, konke khonoko fuze sikukhangele, ngoba ngathi sizibhizi ukuzama ukuthi khona silungisise imithetho ethize efana layo kulokho kuba ngumsindo. Konke khonoko into esiyenzayo kwakadesi, kodwa-ke asisoze sithi khona abantu bengagcini iinkukhu zabo, but kababuye kusithi of Harare bonisane, kulabantu abakwazi khonokho sincedisane.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Moyo. Ungayikatshana ubambe khonapho mnumzana Peter Moyo. So what you're saying is, you know, the intention here is noble. They are trying to eliminate some of these problems that they are facing, like, you know, creating some bit of order, you know, instead of having everyone doing everything at the same time. Because you end up having, you know, so much chaos in the city. So maybe he's got a point there.
Vashumba, madzoka parunare, pedzisai zvinhu zvamava muchitaura.
Ndandichitaura kuti it is coming as a price that the city has chosen to target the real sources of income for the majority of residents who have been thrown out of their jobs, who are finding the going tough under the current economic social challenges. What we had hoped the council would first do was to come up with a revised bylaw concerning chickens and to call for residents to give their input so that residents are aware of these things. For example, they would hold meetings in the communities for the purpose of gathering the views of residents. And then the committees of council would deliberate on that and bring those submissions to full council for adoption thereafter. Because we are talking of a 1952 bylaw that has not been known by most residents, just like the dog bylaw, which requires residents to be paying. But most residents are unaware. So the first strategy of the council was to conscientize the citizenry, working together with residents, associations, and other stakeholders, that this is the law, rather than to ambush people and charge them illegal charges, because most people have chickens that are probably 1 week old, and they were unaware that it is illegal from the council's perspective. How are they going to ensure that they don't punish someone who is trying to send children to school to feed their family when they have left most areas with people who are doing business on Thompson's, and they have not dealt with them? We have checked with them why they are not complying with their own bylaws. They tell us that they do not have the capacity. This is a deliberate attempt by the city of Harare to raise money from desperate residents using an archaic bylaw that requires immediate attention from policymakers working with the electorate. They cannot suddenly find it relevant to impose. They have left the churches to make noise to their neighborhoods, but the councillors have not brought it to council to make a real policy that has been enforced. Why are they suddenly interested in saying we want to implement something when they have left the major issues that must be dealt with, that is regulating the conduct of the management of markets that must be bringing more revenue to the council, but they have allowed vigilante groups to take control of these markets. So they must focus on areas that bring them money rather than trying to persecute people who are very poor by attempting to revive a 1962 bylaw when they have the system, the committees are there which must submit proposals to the full council for adoption of a relevant and up-to-date bylaw that addresses issues of poverty, issues of how to pay renters by residents who are out of job.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Regai timboende kwa tereri. Mkoma Daniel Magadi.
Ripo Magadiwe.
Hai watiripo. Munoti kudi denya erimdarirwe.
Nasi ndakubata yote ndajazu. Nakubata yapa studio 7.
Hai watu. Zinoda kaza.
Nyae ripo ndio kuti. Waniyo alava. Wano ngo uya kunesu wano wano shupika. Avaende kukana kumasabata kumureda wano ya kumokorokeshen. Ende susu wano utipa mtemo wa 1962 kutipa susu saka tisina kutora nyika. Wano raba chitumo tu janiri racheti ende zimbai zitakateka. Tani matatro diri zazu wano raba chitumo tipa sumisa anga chitirambiza because tashina matatro diri. Animuzinga zanuta ora.
Ai watukuzinzwa mukomba Daniel.
Ende zvinhu zvinoshamisa chazvo anoya kuno vanhu vanoshupika kuda kuti batira mari chete. Izvo zvaita chichadha kuti my legal structures ndizvo zvavari kuda izvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara nazvo.
Hatimufara nazvo izvozvo. Ende tichataura kuti hamene kuti ndosvikisana kupiwa zvataneta navo vanhu ivavavo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukomba Daniel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
And then, ndinokumbira kuti munditumire radio yeNestudio 7 yangu iyi old type ya kudhara manje haichapata zvakanaka yangoti zvirwere zvezvirwere.
Aiwa tichakufonerai kana chirongwa chapera.
Alright.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel.
Vaita hei.
Of course, Daniel is saying his problem is that the councils actually end up just targeting the poorest of the poor. Those in high density areas, but those in low density areas, they are untouchable. And he's saying this is an archaic law that should not be in use in an independent country, as if Zimbabwe is not an independent country. Gibbs.
Mayor Martin Moyo, I think you heard what the caller was saying. And really, talking about this 1962 law in Harare, I think for some party mm-hmm. that is ruling in that particular city, that's political suicide, right? To use that kind of law?
To use the 1962 law?
Mm.
I think that is relative.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a law is either good or bad,
mm-hmm.
right? And the councils are local government. Mm-hmm. They have a responsibility to govern and keep order. Well, the laws can be changed. That's fine. When the time comes to change the law, it should be changed. There is no quarrel with that. But you cannot insist on breaking the law merely because it is old.
Mm-hmm.
There must be, sufficient reason. Actually, there is never sufficient reason to break any law at all. If you are breaking a law, I think you are delinquent, and you would not get sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
But what you should do is probably to regularize your operation. Now, we have said, I think our limit is 20 chickens per household.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wanted to keep more and you think that you have space, you can approach council and say, I have adequate space, I would like to keep so many to increase my number from 20 to say 100
mm-hmm.
or 200. Our inspectors will go check, and if they think that you have no problem, then you can go ahead and rear as many chickens as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not about trying to deny the people a livelihood. We would like to support the livelihoods of our citizens as much as possible. But we are also saying, where there is a law, it needs to be obeyed. Because if we all today turned around and said the laws are old, for instance, take murder.
Mm-hmm.
The murder law actually comes from the Bible. The Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 2,000 years old. And yet it is still applied today because it is what? It is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All the 10 commandments are still relevant today, in spite of the fact that they are not even 2,000, they are much more, because these were pre-Christianity. Before Christ was born, these laws were already there when God gave those commands to Moses. So the argument that the laws are archaic, I think this doesn't hold. No
yes,
one should break a law because they think that it is old. But they should approach their local authorities and ask for some dispensation to allow those things that they desire to, those projects that they desire to carry out.
Thank you very much, Mayor Moyo. Yes, thank you very much. We'll come back to you in some few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, on WhatsApp, one of the contributors says, I think it's a good idea. Chickens should never be kept in built-up areas. Those who want to keep chickens should look for plots and farms. There are many outside the city limits. Sabina anoti zvinogona kukonzera zvirwere kana nzvimbo iri diki uye vavakidzani vanenge vachizotadza kurara nemheremhere. Nomo anoti ine handione iri pfungwa yakanaka nokuti vanhu vakawanda muHarare vari kuraramiswa uye kuraramisa mhuri dzavo nenyaya yehuku iyoyi. Of course, I will come back shortly. So, Mr. Councillor Peter Moyo, Councillor Martin Moyo, and Mr. Precious Shumba, please stay on the line. Gibbs, would you have?
Yeah, no news. Okay, uspusi so babe kona mapoke koli. Wind over.
And for our radio listeners, sorry it ends here, but we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.